Donald Trump, GSA does not determine next president. By Charlie Spiering on November 24, 2020. President Donald Trump on Tuesday defended his decision to allow the General Services Administration, GSA, to coordinate with former Vice President Joe Biden for a transition of power. Remember, the GSA has been terrific. And Emily Murphy has done a great job, but the GSA does not determine who the next president of the United States will be, Trump wrote on Twitter. Trump said Monday evening he would allow GSA Administrator Emily Murphy to begin the initial steps for a transition of power to Biden after she received a series of threats from angry Biden supporters. "She has been harassed, threatened, and abused, and I do not want to see this happen to her, her family, or employees of GSA," Trump said. The GSA released $6,300,000 in funds for Biden's team to begin the transition of power. Establishment media and political figures celebrated the news of Trump's decision as a sign he was moving to concede the 2020 election despite an ongoing legal challenge. The Biden team also celebrated the news in a statement, asserting that the GSA administrator had ascertained that they were the apparent winners of the election. "Today's decision is a needed step to begin tackling the challenges facing our nation, including getting the pandemic under control and our economy back on track," Biden-Harris Transition Executive Director Johannes Abraham said in a statement.